Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
We had a very good friend of ours who runs a big LGS in LA come because he's like, yeah, I've always wanted to visit Good Games Morley since watching your stuff. We're like, oh no, we've accidentally become the tourism board for Morley, which is not a fantastic suburb.
So people are like, oh, I can't wait to come to Morley, can't wait to come to Morley. And then they come to our store and they're like, oh.
Oh, it's a store. It's a local
it's
game
a
store.
Place, isn't it?
Sifter.com.au.
Hey there, Mitch here from Sifter. What you're about to watch is a cool interview that Roy and I did. We travelled all the way to Melbourne to interview the crew from Good Games Morley, very famous online algorithm defining social media stars, and they work here sometimes. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Chris Button.
And here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, the 14th of December.
Claire Obscure Expedition 33 takes out Game of the Year at the Game Awards, along with some other notable winners.
The Frosty Mini Showcase brought some cool new release info for upcoming titles.
And Netflix has some competition for their bid on Warner Brothers.
Plus all the coolest games that are releasing this week that you should keep an eye out for.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website sifter.com.au every Sunday.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
All right, this is Roy from Sifter. We're here at PAX Australia. We've come all this way just to talk to the Good Games Morley crew, who are also here. How does it feel to be at PAX for...
It feels very good.
For what number?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what number?
Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, well, on a scale of 1 to 10. I only just learned about numbers. It feels like... An 8?
Yeah.
An 8 out of 10?
Is 10 good or
is 10 good? Is it like a parabola where like
Look,
10 is
actually...
Look, if
you were
to
swing on it, how much damage would it do?
Oh!
Bye. In a good way or bad?
No, it's a 10. It's a 10. It's a 10. It's a 10. It's a 10.
Yeah.
11.
10 and a half.
Turn it up to 11.
Spinal Tap reference.
We like Spinal Tap.
We love Spinal Tap.
All right, so we're going to start with the hard-hitting questions. Will you guys ever stop spamming your videos to random people in America who don't play Magic? We've been asked this quite a lot.
No, we will never stop. It is very odd that we started making the videos as a way to advertise our local game stores, and now people in America are like, why are these coming up on my page? I don't even play Magic. And they comment that on every single video. So, and they're like, nothing has ever convinced me to play Magic more than these videos where we're like vaguely talking about it in a funny way. And if that's, Wizards have brought us here to PAX Oz. And so we're doing something right. Thank you, America.
If we're all it took for you to play Magic, then maybe you would have been playing Magic anyways, I think.
Yeah.
That's my only...
Yeah, we're the gateway drug
to
Magic the Gathering content.
All right.
Follow up.
Is it true that you control the TikTok algorithm?
Pardon?
Is it true that you control the TikTok algorithm?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
Straight to battle. She's the hacker.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's true. A million times. Yes, 1,000 times yes. It's true, and I know how it works. Not only do we control the algorithm, we know how it works, and we manipulate it for our own goals, and we don't consistently do bad numbers for weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That's how, we got
it. We'll put hours and hours of work into one script it, shoot it, very tight, very happy with the edit, happy with the script, back and forth for a month, put it up, 10,000 views. We shoot one thing where we riff about tech deck skateboard Pringle foil cards, 1 million views. We control the algorithm. Like, yeah. So in 12 hours. We don't understand it at all. And we're doing better on Reels currently now with a third of the audience on there, and we have no idea why. It's out of your control.
I think anyone who claims to understand the algorithm is a liar. I'm fairly certain. I don't think it exists. I don't think the algorithm exists.
No, it doesn't.
No.
The internet. The internet's not real.
No, internet.
There's an algorithm guide for Instagram. And they've said that there are different algorithms for each of the types of posts you can make. So there's a different algorithm for stories than there is to grid posts than there is to Reels, which is very strange. Oh. So your Reels might be pushed way further than your grid posts. Your grid posts might be pushed way further than your Reels as like completely separate audiences. Just because your Reels are going to someone does not mean your grid posts are, does not mean your stories are. Why?
Awesome.
Why? Why do they do
why
that?
That? Why that? America, and we don't know how any of them work.
Don't get it.
Thanks, Zuckerberg.
Get this guy a Sifter shirt.
I think we need to just annoy Americans as much as possible. I do like think every time an American gets annoyed at something Australia makes, I think it's a really good time. Really good time.
All right. So you always got a lot of American fans. Have any of them followed through on their bold claims to come to Perth? And have they walked in? And what has that experience been like?
We had a very good friend of ours who runs a big LGS in LA come because he's like, yeah, I've always wanted to visit Good Games Morley since watching your stuff. We're like, oh no, we've accidentally become the tourism board for Morley, which is not a fantastic suburb. I don't think anyone's going to be mad at us for saying, the suburb of Morley?
It's entirely...
It got burnt down.
One of them just burnt down.
One of them just burnt down.
Morley Market's just burnt down. We're very sad.
Allegedly by another rival shopping centre. Allegedly.
Allegedly, it was me. Don't worry about it. Morley is all like warehouses and strange car parks and office
and the
works.
People that live in them.
And the people that live in them, and that's Morley. So people are like, oh, I can't wait to come to Morley, can't wait to come to Morley. And then they come to our store and they're like, oh.
Oh, it's a store. It's a local
it's
game
a
store.
Place, isn't it?
It is a great store. There's great communities and stuff there. The staff and that are all really good. We are selling the same stuff that you can buy from other local game stores and that, but I think we are coming across as like it is a friendly community of great gamers and people, diverse backgrounds and everything, to come and play. But like, you don't have to come to Morley to experience that. Hopefully your local game store is doing that as well.
We're cool, definitely come hang out, but like, set your expectations. It is very simply a place and we are just guys, and sometimes we're not there because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of stuff.
I'll set your expectations. It's a shed.
It's a shed. Skip bin.
Oh, the skip bin's pretty good. No, it's a shed. So if you're coming from overseas, it's a shed.
Tall ceilings.
Yeah. Nice tall ceilings. Nice
very tall ceilings.
Tall ceiling shed.
We like that, and there are like fold up tables with play mats on them. So you don't need to bring one of those.
All right, so we asked Gavin earlier on when we were talking to him, we just asked him how keen he would be to work on various potential Universes Beyond sets, and we listed off a few. One of them was the Good Game Morley Cinematic Universe, and he was very keen for that. Yeah. So if each of you were a magic card, what would you be?
Are we talking like...
You're a creature.
Full new, like, Universes Beyond booster set or a secret lair where it's our face on an old card?
Your choice.
Our choice? Okay. I would be a black green creature.
Yep.
Golgari.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
No, it's Riley. It's pronounced Riley. yeah. So I'd be the black green creature. I'd be a 2/2. I would create cat tokens when I come in, because I have cats and I love cats and my favorite commander makes cat tokens. So like that's what I would be as a creature.
What are your cats' names?
I've got Edgar Markov. And Mox Jet.
If I was a magic card, I think I've got a pretty good answer to that one, because if you look at all four of us and you think which one is a horse girl, you would assume it's Violet. Correct?
Okay.
Correct?
I wouldn't assume anything about Violet.
You can be honest, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I was actually a horse girl. I did competition show jumping as a child. So it runs through my blood. So I think I would be something with horsemanship.
So was that tiring when you were doing the jumping?
Yeah, I had the horse on my back.
Yeah.
Hercules. Like Hercules style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, something with horsemanship. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is.
One-one
horsemanship.
My favorite card of all time is Bloodbraid Elf. But when it got unbanned in Modern, it didn't really make any waves, so it's like not as good as it used to be. So I'd be a legendary Bloodbraid Elf. So red-green. And I would cascade for 2 more than my mana cost, just to be disgusting and, nice. And dirty.
I think I'd probably be a token creature.
Made by Riley's card?
Made by Riley's card.
Cat token?
Cat token.
Horse girl?
Horse girl.
Cat token?
Cat token, horse girl.
Cat token.
All right, well, I'm sick of hearing about cats. Got any other questions?
Well, we got deeper questions than cats. So everyone knows about the establishing shot lore from the Morley Good Games Cinematic Universe. What's some of the deep lore that people don't know about?
Deep lore, Riley, you got deep lore.
Deep lore, deep lore. Oh.
Riley hates green.
That is deep.
I can't. I shouldn't joke about that. I shouldn't joke about that. That's a serious matter. Riley loves green.
In so many ways. Deep lore from the early days of the... Oh, some deep lore about me is that...
that wasn't the fucking question.
Go for it.
There are videos of me doing magic content from another... podcast and source on the internet, and I'm surprised that people haven't been digging them up and reposting them, because it's Good Games Morley-esque, but just from 10 years ago. So that's some fun lore for you. Ooh. Dig that up if you want. Please don't.
Yeah, Fiona, get on that. We need that.
Put that. Yeah. There's some early videos, or like about 2 years ago, there were a couple in a row where Riley and I were dating, and then there were some that Aaron and I were married or siblings, and then we've all basically we've been accused of the Good Games Morley polycule. If you watch back the videos, there was a Good Games Morley polycule. Like that's where we're at.
Have you seen the video where we all sleep in the same bed at Gavin's house, and he comes in and he makes us eggs?
Good Games Molly Polycule.
Good Games Molly Polycule. But that's probably the deepest lore, that we all sleep in the same bed on these trips when we're at home. Like the grandparents from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Waiting for someone to come in and bring us eggs.
Yeah, we Georgie bucket it.
Is
his name Georgie Bucket? It's
George Bucket.
The old grandpa, oh, yeah. Grandpa Bucket, is
grandpa
named
bucket.
George.
George Bucket.
You heard it here first, folks. Well, you probably heard it in the movie.
We asked for Morley lore, not Roald Dahl lore. That was the question, right? She's got Roald Dahl lore.
Famous anti-Semite Roald Dahl.
Oh.
Yes. Unfortunate.
Correct.
Topical. And, wow, I forgot what I was going to ask.
All right. Well, off that note, who has the creepiest fans online? And what would you like to say to them other than, please stop?
Yeah, I like how you just passed the mic straight to me. Yes, I definitely have the creepiest fans. I've had some crazy, insane DMs. People, I think the weirdest one was a guy asking me he wanted to pay me to step on bugs. Yeah.
I didn't know that one. That's cool. Yeah.
It actually
is it cool?
No, it's not. It's really disturbing. And I, you know what?
This is.
Huh?
What'd you spend money on?
Well, the thing was, I was like, that's really interesting. So I replied. I was like, what does this entail? What does this mean? That was, well, he was quite nice about it all.
He said, you can step on the entail, you can step on the in body, you can step on the in thorax.
The thing was, it's like a whole fetish, a whole subcategory of fetish. And like the stepping on bugs is like the more vanilla side.
Step one.
But then it's like the more extreme side is stepping on like small animals like kittens and rabbits.
Oh.
And yeah. So as soon as I realized that, I like blocked the guy and stopped talking to him, because I was like, I'm not like, I know he's not asking for that extreme side. But yeah, anyway.
Slippery slope.
Guys, just be respectful. We're people. Like we. I'm not stepping on bugs for you.
Man, keep that guy away from the pin line yesterday. There were two cats at the pin line.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, not about that. Don't bring kittens to PAX. It was gross.
Oh, the number of comments mentioning Riley or Violet compared to mentioning me and Aaron is like vastly outnumbered. But I do get a DM from this guy who, anytime, if I post like a picture of myself on my grid or story, nothing. But if it's a picture of me and Aaron, he's like, yay, the two of you. So that's the only sort of interaction I get.
This is why I don't appear in footage anything with Gianni. I don't, anything, yeah, without producer. Yeah. Don't do it.
So Ricky and Aaron have been shipped, I guess, in the weekly.
It's correct. It's a correct assumption.
There's a particularly sexy photo of us. We were at a dress-up party and we were both serving Absolute Face in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And he responded to that one like, oh, or something along those lines. That was funny. I get, my DMs get slid into every now and then by queer gamer guys usually. And I have to be like, sorry, pal. That's about it.
Sorry, since you're with Ricky.
Yeah. Sorry, pal. Taken by the polycule, by this guy.
Polycule's full.
And the polycule is full.
It's full. Not this enough polycule, room in the bed.
Polycule, yeah. We can't fit a fifth person. Oh, they could lay across the feet, actually, in the middle.
I don't want them near my feet.
Yeah, it's covered in bugs.
Yeah, I did this thing a while ago where I put my PayPal link in my bio. So people, as a result, assume that I'm selling content. So they message me, and I don't. I don't do that. It's not something I do. It's not something I will do. No diss to anyone who does. You know, I'm an ally. I support my sex work friends.
Nice
but like,
recovery.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's just not for me. I just don't like that for myself. I love it for everyone else. But yeah, what I've done is put my PayPal link in my bio, and people do just randomly send me money sometimes for nothing. So that was the plan. That was the I put my link there. So yeah, if you message me asking for content, I will not respond. But if you want to send me money because you want to, that's allowed.
Yeah, I put my PayPal in my bio and people were just requesting money from me.
So is this you bridging the gender pay gap? Is this what this is?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
This is Riley requesting.
This is equality. This is
Riley
the equality
requesting
we want.
Money from me.
Yeah. I might pay me back for lunch.
Yeah.
All right. So Violet, you're a comedian, right? You've been doing stand-up comedians. Like
I've been doing stand-up
every now and then.
Talk about it. So far the only one. I have been encouraging these guys to get up on the stage, and they all have not yet taken me up on it. That's okay. It's been really fun. I was a pub quiz host for a couple of years, and when I quit that job because I was like, I don't have the time to do this anymore. When I quit that job, I realized that I desperately craved talking into a microphone in front of a group of people who had to listen to me. So I started doing stand-up, and it's been really fun. Stand-up is a great, it's good. It's a fun time. There's like, you meet the wackiest people deal with it. You're in this, and Perth is a very, it's a small place. It's a small town. A small town of 2 million people. So you see the same people in the same places over and over and over again. And I have had customers come to shows before and then come back into the store and they'd be like, oh, so you were talking about your bush on stage. Let's talk about it more in store. Which is not how that works. I don't know anyone else who works. You know what? I'm so sorry. I met Melanie Bracewell yesterday day before.
Oh, cool.
She's an incredible comedian from New Zealand. She is phenomenal. And I was with a mutual friend and he encouraged me to say hi to her. And I went and I just turned into a puddle. I just turned into one. I was like, I love you so much. I'm a woman in comedy and you're a woman in comedy. And I think you're really cool. And you're cool. And she was sitting with her boyfriend and I turned to him and I was like, and I know you from stand up too. And he was like, I don't do stand up. And I went, she does a bit about you. And then I left.
Oh.
And I think that's, and I would like to formally apologize to Melanie Bracewell and partner. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah, you meet people from Perth everywhere, and apparently in Melbourne as well.
Yeah, like Aaron has a band in Perth. And how's that going, Aaron?
Band's good. Band's called Bribes. We play like indie rock. We've got a female singer who writes a lot of the songs. Ange, shout out Ange. But she really pushed us to do some extra writing from the other three band members this time, so we all have written songs for the new album, which will be the first song I've recorded professionally that I've written, which is really nice and cool.
Yeah.
So that's getting mixed and mastered over the next few months and come out next year. I think the album is, this is an exclusive, I think it's going to be called Caught in the Corners.
And what's the song called that you wrote?
Pale Blue Bowl.
I nearly thought you were going to put an S on the end of that.
Pale Blue Bowls. It's about loneliness.
Lonely
ball. Violet's also in a band.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that.
That's fine. Violet's band is cool.
My band is called Front Yard Horse. We have some songs out. We're recording new singles in November. It's just very fun. It's me and my housemates, and we have, and then our friends. We have a really good time. It's just fun. It's just pals.
And Riley, you seem to be like the brand on the art side of Good Games & Morley. What can you tell us about the logo that you designed and all that kind of stuff?
Well, Violet actually designed the logo, but I did. I did say. Yes. Well, when we were like, well, let's make merch, let's make shirts, and I like turned to everyone. I was like, if the shirt isn't black and green, I'm not going to wear it. Like, I'm sorry, it's a brand thing, you know, like. Yeah, I have to speak to my manager.
Which is Aaron.
I don't know. The black and green has been my thing for a long time, and as a like byproduct, it's kind of become the Good Games Morley thing. And I mean, I love it. I'm so happy for it. But yeah, no, I was to Violet. I was like, we need to do like a little metal font kind of moment. But I was like, but it needs to be legible because obviously a lot of metal fonts just completely aren't legible, and that's kind of their thing. But I was like, I want it. It still needs to be legible because like we're still a brand, and I want it to be recognizable.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Good Games Morley crew, and thank you very much, Roy, putting this all together. And I look forward.
Where's Ricardo's question?
I'm here. It's fine.
We got you a question.
No, we didn't. Let's give him a question. We got time.
We got time.
Yeah.
We got time. I keep getting waved at, and we don't have time. By Kat, yeah, director. Go on then.
So, Ricky, you seem to be like a bit of the dark horse in some of the background of the videos. You bring a bit of sophistication. It feels like you might have done a bit of acting before, at least a drama. Is this true? What's the go with you?
Oh, I am a theatre school reject. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Thank you so much.
If I may say, almost all of the background gags and the ones that like the rewatchable gags are Ricky. He does all of that.
Yeah, I'm a big...
And DOP, like, cinematographer pretty much as
yeah.
well.
And he interviews people.
You know, I really like shows like 30 Rock that have like lots of rewatchability. Like there's a lot of jokes that just like fly under the radar. So I really like doing stuff like that. And I just like, we all enjoy the same sort of comedy, so it's always really easy to vibe and mesh with each other. But yeah, I just enjoy making sophisticated content. Yeah. Your words, not mine.
I love to see you on camera.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us, Good Games Morley crew. I look forward to coming back. We're getting out of here before it starts raining, and coming back, sitting in the store for 6 hours and not buying anything.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
This is me telling only your right ear to check out sifter.com.au. This is me telling your left ear to check out sifter.com.au.
And that was the crew from Good Games Morley right here in Perth. I want to say a very special thanks to them for taking the time to speak to us at PAX. You can find all our PAX coverage on sifter.com.au if you missed out on anything. And as always, thank you for watching.